For some time now, there have been some weaknesses in corporate governance in the financial sector, especially some of the state-owned banks, where there seem to be some political interference. You heard the situation where the finance minister has to approve a loan facility for a client of ADB. That is actually not part of good corporate governance. You also heard that the finance minister indicated a merger of NIB with ADB. So there is some targeted attempt to do some restructuring of those financial institutions. But the point is that ADB is a listed bank. ADB is also owned by many other shareholders, not only in government. Indeed, when you put the shareholding of other shareholders, whereas you may be having shareholding of non-state owners of the bank more than that of the government of Ghana. So that is what has been going on. So it is basically political interference and weakness in corporate governance in the bank. But as much as some other shareholders can come together to rescue the bank by acquiring it one way or the other, all this is must go in line with the Bank of Ghana Act and the Security and Exchange Commission Act. The Bank of Ghana's Act requires that the Bank of Ghana must approve those arrangements before it can be allowed to happen. And beyond Bank of Ghana's acceptance or approval,
Professor Gatti said government is not changing the focus of ADB, which is specialized in agricultural financing. He said the situation seems to suggest that some nefarious hands are behind the merger. He blamed the development on the weak unions in the financial sector and asked them to wake up. A lecturer at the University of Ghana Business School, Dr. Lord Mensah, says what is happening now is a sanitization process. He said the financial sector has gone past specialization. Dr. Mensah said he is not surprised about the development and predicted that other banks would follow soon.
So what is happening now, I'll put it as a sanitization process, because we're here when the central bank increase the capital requirement for banks, universal operation banks. And trust me, this is one of the way of making sure that banks that don't have the financial muscle are knocked out of the banking space. Now, if you take ADB, people will say ADB was operating purposely for agriculture, and therefore we've gone past that. The era where we used to specialize banks, for instance, Bank for Housing and Construction Bank, we've gone past that. Because after the reformation somewhere in the late 90s, that was the Universal Banking Act. And ADB, as we speak now, if you go into their loan portfolio, the concentration is not into agriculture. Get to know very well that ADB has metamorphosed into investment bank. It has metamorphosed into a bank that, you know, all the universal banks are, the structure, that's how they look. So obviously, we shouldn't dub it as something a loss to the country. But then I will say that as a bank, if you are struggling in terms of cash, we're talking about liquidity, obviously this is bound to happen to you. And it's not ADB alone. We're going to see several banks. We projected that wave of merger, takeover and acquisition over the years. Once, you know, capital requirement is increased and you fall short, you would like to merge with another company here and there. So it's going to happen, you know, in the country. So I'm not surprised, because the country has been in economic mess before. And trust me, every economic mess starts with collapse of banks. Did we realize that in this country? That means that there are banks that are, you know, they've collapsed, but they still survive because of familiarity, because of links, because of how they play around the game. So I would say that this is bound to happen. I'm not surprised at all.
Does that mean that very soon, just as people are speculating, the Ghana Commercial Bank will also fall victim?
It won't. If it falls victim, then it means the whole banking system is... it's in a mess. But then we need to clean the system of the mess, because ADB has been struggling over the years. Somebody would think, oh, Unibank has a small bank and they've taken over a bigger bank like ADB. Let me tell you one thing about banking. Sourcing for finance is part of banking. If you're a bank and you don't know how to source for finance, trust me, the hiccup will catch up with you.
You just heard a lecturer at the University of Ghana Business School, Dr. Lord Mensah.